This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter and her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
No.
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
Oh, come on.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Before we continue with the fakery, I've been reminded of something that I feel obligated to pass along.
What is that?
Right now.
Right now.
88 is apparently used as a code among white supremacists to identify one another. The tattoos, hats, that kind of thing.
What not?
See, no, Dale Jr.'s new number.
H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. 88 is thought, at least among those groups, to stand for Heil Hitler.
Get her done!
I'm just saying.
I have no comment.
When are you buying all your merchandise?
I hope he wins.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I don't even like the checkered flag.
Only a neck would come up with that, though, because I can think of plenty of football players that have had number 88, and you never think of white supremacy,
absolutely.
Right?
Target, for a while, used the number in some of their advertising before they were hipped to what it means. They then dropped it.
You can find anything in a number.
That's true. It's probably just something
the crooked cross.
The Nazis flew the hammer and the sickle, too.
A neo-Nazi band called Lansder did a song called 88 Rock and Roll Band. I'm just saying.
Song. Oh, they rock, don't they, Rob?
Really good.
Rock and roll.
Rob, yeah, big fan.
We saw them on German Bandstand. Hi, I'm Dick Clark.
Stay tuned for German Soul Train with Klaus Cornelius.
And then, would not be Klaus Cornelius, have to be Mr. Seacrest.
Yes, oh, it's Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Where is Ryan?
He's got nice blue eyes.
Don't disturb.
Finally, it's time for finally. Older women need love, too. Milwaukee.
Hello!
79, there she is. A 79-year-old nun has been charged with inappropriate and indecent behavior with a couple of boys.
Mommy boobies.
Back when she was the principal of St. Patrick's School in Milwaukee. This nun is believed to have had repeated sexual contact with a number of boys back in the 1960s.
Well, now, at least it wasn't a priest. Let's hear it for her. Way to go. Yeah. Thank you.
A little balancing act.
Sisters doing it for themselves. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, Florida. Nancy Altman, a local grandmother, age 60, is the latest new student.
Hello!
At a fitness salon that teaches women to exercise using a stripper pole.
Grab life by the balls.
Granny strippers. And in Fort Payne, Alabama, a 62-year-old grandmother arrested in a prostitution sting has started serving her 2 months in jail.
Yeah, I see fish.
She and her not-so-young daughter offered an undercover cop sex for $15 apiece,
hey,
or $30 for the both of them.
Yeah.
Who knew you could get mother-daughter for $30?
Right on.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Who's got a boner?
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
right on.
More boner for me.
Peter North.
We gotta go.
Peter North.
We'll see you tomorrow with an episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
Oh, Rose, my Rose.
Slim Whitman, baby. Slim Whitman.
Goodbye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.